This audio presentation is a sample of relaxation exercises that will whet your appetite, tickle your interest to try different ways to relax, and cultivate feelings of calm, and optimize your mind, body, and spirit's response to healing. Some may ask, what purpose do these exercises really serve? Why do we need to practice them? What does this have to do with stress? Well, let's examine some of these questions by reviewing the medical basis of what is called the stress response and the relaxation response. The stress response is an accepted medical term referring to the constellation of our body's response to a threat. It's a type of automatic response or instinct. When the body and the brain perceive a threat, whether real or imagined, things begin to happen fairly rapidly. Examples of what happens within our body include the release of chemicals in our blood called epinephrine and norepinephrine. These chemicals galvanize the body for what is commonly called the fight or flight response. The body is activated to move, protect itself. The pupils dilate. Our heart rate and blood pressure rises. Blood rushes to our brain and internal organs. Our hands become cold. We sweat. Our digestive system shuts down. The body only activates those functions that it immediately needs to survive. Our breathing becomes rapid, shallow, tight, and irregular. This response is our survival mechanism. It is important and common to all mammals. It helps keep us alive. The problem is that when the perceived life-threatening event is over, as humans, we have this brain that sometimes likes to replay this mental video over and over again. Every time this event is replayed, so are the complex biological mechanisms of the stress response replayed. Over time, this unnecessary replaying can become harmful. It affects our ability to calmly concentrate. We become easily distracted, may have difficulty sleeping. It affects our mood. Our body's immune response to combat illness can be affected, and we may become susceptible to developing stress-related disorders. So the question becomes, how do we shut down this response when it is no longer needed? Can we? Is it possible to stop the unnecessary replaying of stress-inducing mental videos? The answer is yes. There are proven techniques that you can learn, practice, and master that can be of help. One of the tricks is not to try to combat or stop the stress response, but rather to evoke a relaxation response that makes it impossible for the stress response to exist. It's like you can't smile and be sad at the same time. Something has to give. So what is this relaxation response? Like the stress response, the relaxation response is an automatic process that occurs when the body is calm and relaxed. It's a healing and restorative physical, mental, and spiritual state. In the body, you'll notice that your muscles relax, Your heart rate and blood pressure calms down. The digestive functions are smoothly working. Your immune system has the time it needs to scan your body for illness and efficiently work to protect you. Your breathing becomes slow, deep, quiet, and steady. It's an optimum state for healing to occur. It's a protective state that can ease tensions, calm feelings of nervousness and sadness. It can help foster feelings of calm, relaxed concentration. You'll notice the states at times following a good night's rest, during moments of calm happiness, when relaxing with people you love, when you're at a favorite place that brings you pleasure. The relaxation response can also be learned and used over and over again. Unfortunately, we may find ourselves in a lifestyle, culture that doesn't support or foster this practice and the development of this response. So it's up to you to rediscover, remember, and reclaim your own body's healing response. But you're not alone. Many others have and are practicing these types of techniques. So give it a try. You have nothing to lose and more to gain than maybe you realize. So let's begin. Find a quiet, safe place where you can be alone and undisturbed. You're not to be driving or operating any type of vehicle or equipment when listening to this portion of the audio presentation. So find your space. Make it special. Take the phone off the hook. Place the answering machine on mute. It may help to dim the lights. Lighting a candle or burning a scent, or reading a brief inspirational passage may help. Make this exercise meaningful and rewarding. It's especially for you. You may choose to sit in a comfortable chair or recliner, or lie on a carpeted floor or rug, or even try your bed. Make sure your clothing is loose and comfortable. Uncross your legs and let your arms lie relaxingly at your side or on your lap. Close your eyes. It's important that you do these exercises awake to help foster a sense of voluntary control in using the relaxation response. I recommend that you initially practice these exercises for 10 to 20 minutes twice a day. Of course, you can always do it more often than this, for longer or shorter intervals. The more and more you practice, the more and more you will better master this response and cultivate its healing benefits. So have fun practicing and modifying these exercises. Make them your own. The exercises that follow are just a sample of the many varieties of techniques that are effective. The first exercise presented is a common, relaxing breathing technique. The second exercise is a type of progressive muscle relaxation technique. The last exercise uses a combination of breathing, muscle relaxation, with healing suggestions and images. The important thing is to try one for a while. Stick with it and see what happens. So let's try one now.